Brian Urlacher, of course, is out this week. All we can tell you is he's out this week with a hamstring injury. Exactly when he's coming back, I don't know. He's coming back sometime, though. Guys that didn't practice, of course, Errol Bennett with a concussion still. Michael Bush has bruised ribs, whatever you want to call it. He should be good to go, hopefully, tomorrow. Tim Jennings out also. Brandon Marshall, nothing major. Doing a lot of running. I had him stay out today. And Stephen Pyre with a foot injury. Rest of the guys all practice on a limited basis at least. Big game for us. Fourth quarter of the season, division opponent, all of that. We, like everybody else, want to get to the playoffs. We feel like we need to win out, need to play our best game. When you have a disappointing loss like that, you can't wait to get to the practice field today. For us, playing inside, of course, it's different. First time we've gone inside and practiced this year. So hopefully all these things will help us. I'll take your question. He has a shoulder injury. Okay. Late in the game, took a hit. Don't know exactly how bad it is. Just know it's sore right now and couldn't go today. Hamstring. First off, all you can really do initially is just ice it down. Then start the rehab work to come back. A lot goes into it. Again, I used to really try to talk about those hamstrings. I don't know enough about them now to just know that they hurt a lot and he can't go today, and hopefully we'll have him back sometime. So we're going to miss him. I can't belittle that at all. We're missing a great player, but our option, you just have to look to plan B. Plan B for us is pretty good, if you do lose a guy like that. It helps that Geno Hayes has played a lot of football, and it was a starter last year for the Bucs, so... And Nick Roach, and of course, has played different positions for us. We have, Lance Briggs too. So we feel like we'll be okay. You can't replace Brian, and it's hard to do that. And then to be able to get a guy like Dom DeCicco back too, that knows our system, that's been a good special teams player for us. With the injuries that we have right now, it's about the best position to be in. First off, I hadn't been in this situation before, and I really don't know. I would say that there's not an advantage, or disadvantage. I think, both teams are, under the same conditions. We know each other well anyway. And being a division opponent, I just don't think it's going to matter an awful lot. I would like to be playing them again at Soldier Field, but since we have to go up there, I don't think it really does. The Vikings are fast on their turf, and we are too. It's kind of as simple as that. We're set up to play on this surface also, so... Again, the fans should benefit of getting a better football game as much as anything.